This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a down. Been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all,
I've withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain. Oh, no. Dan Lyman, we really appreciate EuropeWars.com, the amazing job you're doing. We really are behind you 100%. I'm always asking the questions, but the 4 minutes we've got left, what's the next big thing? I mean, you already kind of said it earlier. What do you expect to happen?
This is just the beginning. I'll return to something you said a few minutes ago. You said, where are the men? Where are the men who are willing to stand up at this point? And I'll give you two examples of the men who are willing to stand up and the women who are willing to stand up. And I want to be clear, of course, never at all endorse any kind of political violence. However, there is violence in the streets, so we're going to have to wade through each individual incident and decide for ourselves whether it's appropriate or not. Now, the first is not a violent incident. We have the a female-only protest that began from the Yellow Vests across France. That is an interesting development because they felt the police were being too heavy-handed, and perhaps that could have been because maybe the males in the Yellow Vests were also being too heavy-handed. So the women went out on their own, a totally peaceful protest in the hundreds in Paris and in the hundreds in Toulouse and in other protest marches across France, and they were essentially peaceful. But they were the imagery was powerful, and this is not like the vagina hat protest in the United States that we've seen. These are real women, working class women in the yellow vest, standing up and making their voices heard.
Now these are not globalist funded women. These are real women standing up.
Exactly. Grassroots, not AstroTurf. And then to the other side of things, there are men who are willing to stand up. And one of them is a French boxer who really made waves this weekend. Apparently, according to him, he had just had enough. He's been at all of these Yellow Vest protests, and he has been peaceful up until this time. I guess his wife and some people he was with were tear gassed by police, and he just had it up to here. And he jumped in to a melee and just started pounding on riot police in full protection with shields and helmets and all that, and he took down a pretty good amount of them. And and of course we don't endorse violence, but it was a moment.
Well, we do endorse self-defense, and that's the point of, like, the French, everybody calls French wimps. They used to be the most warlike people out there, and then after Napoleon and half the males got killed, they kind of became a little wimpy, you know, to Bismarck and all the rest of it. But they won World War One. But absolutely, what happens once the French actually start doing French resistance? That's not going to go well for the EU armored vehicles.
Absolutely not. And so this video is stunning. And so this guy was identified. He was a champion boxer not too long ago. So his face was recognizable. He did have to turn himself into police, and they are threatening him with a pretty lengthy jail term. Basically, they're going to make an example of him. However, a group was able to raise over $130,000 for his legal defense in a matter of hours on one of the crowdfunding sites. And he is wildly popular.
Yeah, so it's one guy backing off five cops in riot gear because he's willing to fight. Because
exactly.
They beat up, because they attacked his wife, which is a normal response, which is why the whole globalist system is meant to shut men down, because they're going to do something that enslaves humanity, and they know there are still some men that will fight.
Exactly. And you get a few more guys like that out there who are willing to take bare fists to riot shields, and people are going to be fired up. They're going to be rallying around this, and there will be more of them in the streets, I guarantee it, across Europe. This is just
what you're saying is the fuse has been lit.
Absolutely. And the bomb is going off in slow motion across Europe. We're hoping for the best.
I love it, my friend. Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. We salute you. We'll talk to you soon. God bless. Yeah!
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. The whole world is in a great crisis right now. Great flux. A great change. You know, I respect Zero Hedge. In fact, other than like somebody like Matt Drudge, they've got some of the best intel out there. And they're saying Trump won't declare an emergency tonight. Well, he already declared it a month ago. He says we're in an emergency. He needs the emergency to override all these agencies. He's firing everybody. He may have something to bring Pelosi and them to the table to do what he wants. It's a big defeat for him and then technically not do it. But I respect Tyler Durden at ZeroHedge.com, so that's... hey, I love being wrong. Okay, it doesn't happen very often about big issues. I get some stuff wrong. Like, I know the new California governor was the attorney general, but I was confusing with another article about anti-gun stuff. He was a state rep and stuff, and I said that. The point is, I mean, I sometimes I catch it and I say it. I'm like lying on purpose. Most listeners are like, yeah, you talk about Trump needs to declare a national emergency when no one was saying it 2 years ago and every day since then. So we know your next year's news today. So whether he openly announces it tonight or not, we're going to be covering it at 7 o'clock Central time. His announcement's 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. And we're going to be there. So InfoWars.com/show on the front page. And radio and TV stations are welcome to pick it up. It's going to be commercial free. I mean, there'll be commercial at the start of the hour and the end of the hour, but commercial free, basically, except for marking the hours and announcing that it's InfoWars on radio and TV. So live coverage, Trump declares national emergency to save America tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Free streams, InfoWars.com/show and the front page. InfoWars.com. I'm going to go to our next guest, who's amazing. But I want to make an announcement because I look at the comments on InfoWars, and I see the emails that come in, and, man, it's been, where's David Knight? Give us an update. Harrison Smith did a great job in the mornings, 8 a.m., but, you know, David had a heart attack a week and a half ago, and where is he? Maybe you missed the announcements, so I'm going to do it again. David had successful heart surgery. He's better. And without asking me, he tried to come in yesterday and did admit he's a little tired, so we sent him home. So David's great. He wants to come back. He's going to be here. David's fine. Thank God. But anybody that has a major heart attack, and it was a big heart attack, needs to then take a month off. So InfoWars.com/show. You cannot miss the David Knight program. And he's even like, well, I'll tape stuff from home. No, David, you need to relax. You know, I broke my leg when I was 15. And the guy put a pin in it. He was a former Dallas Cowboy. And then I came back a month later to get the pin on. They go, oh, he had a heart attack. He'll come back in a few months. Well, he refused to stay off and came back a week later and had a damn heart attack and died at the medical center in Dallas. So we're not letting, I told David, I said, you're not back in here, buddy. You're not back in here. So that's where David is. David is suspended in a loving way. All right. Next segment, our guest joins us, but I want to air it right now. The Bird Box. It's got a lot of messages. It's admitted in Hollywood scripts that only women can be heroes. Men are always idiot buffoons. Goes back to Married, you know, with Children and Rupert Murdoch, or you know, the same Fox channel with Homer Simpson being a complete idiot. That's the message. Men are idiots. The state loves you. Women are in charge. But Devin Stack of BlackPill.com is an amazing researcher and mini documentary filmmaker, and he put out a video that's been censored off YouTube. He's been given a strike, been suspended, that we posted at InfoWars.com. It's up there right now. YouTube banned this Bird Box video. Share and watch the censored material below from BlackPill.com. We'll add that, BlackPill.com. He'll join us after the break. Now, he pointed out how black guys are all the heroes and white men are the bad guys. That's one level. And again, women are in charge. These are all the basic, but cell phone radiation and manipulation is what's causing people to commit suicide. That's the big brass ring here. But he'll be joining us next segment. Here's 4 minutes in 10 seconds of his banned 25-minute report exclusively at InfoWars.com.
The left has ruined a particular form of fiction that I used to be really fond of, fiction where the theme, the genre, is societal collapse, not just because I think it's relevant today, but also because I think it's just interesting to imagine how different people from different walks of life would react to the existing social structure collapsing suddenly. A popular TV show that kind of started out like this was The Walking Dead, but it's now just become a soap opera where every character is now engaged in either an interracial or LGBTQ relationship. The show is no longer anything about survival or how society would deal with a zombie invasion. Just like everything else coming out of Hollywood, it's just pure leftist propaganda. And that's why I was skeptical when someone told me that I would like this new movie by Netflix, you know, the company that's been hard at work normalizing pedophilia, this new movie by Netflix called Bird Box. But I took one for the team, and I watched it anyway, and here's what I learned. I learned that white people are evil and usually trying to kill you. You think I'm exaggerating? Well, think again. This film is just as much about race as it is about any kind of apocalypse. This is a movie about a single white mother who's confronted endlessly by dangerous evil white men and then repeatedly saved and protected by non-whites. It's laid on so thick that the whole disaster end of the world aspect of the film is reduced to a subplot or actually just an excuse to have the movie. Sandra Bullock and her kids are attacked by, that's right, an evil white hillbilly guy. He's possessed by the mysterious evil thing that you can't look at. And again, no big deal that the bad guy here is white, but it's every bad guy is white. And not just white, like a walking negative white stereotype. Like this guy straight out of the movie Deliverance. The only way they could have made him whiter is if they cast some pasty skinned ginger. Oh, looks like they got that covered. Hey, drumroll please. Evil white guy starts to attack them. He's an evil white guy. Another evil white guy, morbidly obese pregnant chick, decides to just let in some random guy who, as it will turn out later, of course, will be an evil white guy. When they're once again attacked, this time by an entire gang of evil white people. As I told you, it's every single time. And by the way, there's an important detail that I forgot to mention here. Some of the people in the movie, when they're exposed to the evil demon thing that you're not supposed to look at, they get sad or they get scared and then they kill themselves. Other people, when they see the mysterious evil thing, They get happy and they embrace it and they get murderous and they kill other people after, you know, they turn evil. And the implication is that it's the good people that when they see the demon, those are the people that kill themselves. While the people that already have evil inside them, they're the ones that think it's beautiful and they start killing. And I only bring this up because isn't it interesting that the filmmakers thought that the only people they should cast for that type of person, the type of person that would be already so evil that they would have the evil inside them, every single one of them would be white. They're the only ones that are so evil that their inner evil takes over.
And I have to add, anything Sandra Bullock involved in is a globalist operation. I have total inside knowledge of all of it. I'm not at liberty to tell you, but she is a monstrous pig. Total PR, will stab you in the back, is a psychopathic monster. So I'll just leave it at that. Sandra Bullock is a soulless pig, period. Just like her film, Pig Box. Sandra Bullock having sex with a pig. No, that would be better than what she did. We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Hollywood represents the most pedophilic, demonic, anti-human forces on planet Earth. It's well known. It is the great Satan. And Devin Stack, who is really a great thinker of blackpill.com, has hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. And a lot of success. And so he did a fair use analysis. They didn't claim he violated fair use or violated copyright. They said he's a racist. He's a hate monger. And so his 25-minute video that's now posted to Infowars.com, they can pound sand if they want, got removed and he got a strike. YouTube banned this Bird Box video. Watch and share the censored material below from blackpill.com. We're going to add that blackpill.com to the full 20-plus minute videos there. Now, I watched the film, and I saw the women are all the bosses, and the white men are idiots, and the black guys are all the heroes. I mean, we already know that's in the official thing, and I'm not knocking his analysis up. The point is that they went, I'm not against black folks, but they've set up this whole dichotomy when half the murders are black males, we're only 6.5% of the population, where they're trying to get black folks to go out and kill white people and create a race war. That's in the WikiLeaks. So there's a lot of layers to Bird Box, but the reason it got pushed so hard, and obviously it's 5G causing it, the exterminism, is that you just get all their different messages, and this is one of their propaganda films. And as Devin points out in his video, Netflix is like the NAMBLA channel. This is the coming out of these people, because they're about stealing the energy of children. So Devin, thanks for joining us. And again, he's an author, journalist, YouTube creator. He's making videos on his YouTube channel, Black Pill, since before the presidential election. Focus on trying to get the average person to understand the motives and psychology of the ruling class, as well as dissecting the propaganda that comes out of Hollywood. His point is, red pill is about awakening. Black pilled is about admitting how dire our straits are. And you know, you could say, I'm kind of one of the modern black pillers. It's a good term. But not to scare people, but to see how dangerous it is. Like, hey, don't walk over that cliff. Don't stick your finger in the light socket. If you're not being a fear monger, don't run out in the traffic to your kid. I've got like a 20-month-old daughter. We go out in Austin, Fredericksburg, where we're at, you know, is in Omaha. She'll just try to run right out in the road. It'll be in the middle of a little, you know, rural area even. But, you know, there's who cares to run around the road when a car's going by. So we're not being negative when I grab her from not going on the road. We're pointing out what's going on, and what he was covering really scared him, so it's banned. We're all about, what does the enemy want banned? What do they want stopped? So, Devin, here's your chance. There's probably a million people conservatively tuned in. That's conservative. Every talk show host goes, oh, one listening area of my radio station is a million, so I've got hundreds of stations. I have 200 million listeners. No, there's conservatively a million people watching now, a couple million will watch later. What do you want to say to those people right now about Bird Box and why it's important?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's when you get used to communicating with your audience through YouTube, and then they take that away. It's you don't realize how, you know, much it cuts off you, like your connection to the people.
It's like being ridden hard and put away wet.
Right. And so I really appreciate the opportunity to be here on InfoWars and talk to your audience, because you have no voice. I mean, I'm still on Twitter and Gab, and I have some other outlets, but YouTube is really where I focused a lot of my energy and try to, cause I'm a visual person. Most of my medium is, you know, video. And so, and it's because of that, I think I like to dissect these things.
How dare you critique pedophile flicks. I mean, Netflix. How dare you critique the pedophile channel? I mean, you need to be shut up.
Well, and honestly, like you said, if there's one thing I wanted to talk to your audience about, that's right there. That's the point. If you are still paying for Netflix, I want you to understand, if you are paying for Netflix, you are funding the creation of child porn. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Because, and people say, like, one argument I've heard, you know, for people that wanted to make the punishment for child porn a non-issue, because, oh, it's a victimless crime. They're not, you know, they're not the ones raping kids. It's like, no, they're the ones creating the demand for the people that are raping the kids. And if you're paying for Netflix right now, just so you know, if you're paying for Netflix, you're creating a demand. Even if you're not watching the shows, you're still paying for it. You're paying for them to have the ability to create this awful content and to brainwash people. And there's
since
so many
you just
other
said that,
options.
You do it the 25-minute censored video at Infowars.com, but go through it. I mean, literally, they're even admitting they're promoting pedophilia. I mean, this is the pedophile NAMBLA channel.
Right. No, like, they have that cartoon, Big Mouth, that is, I mean, just awfulness. Like, it's just, I can't, honestly, very few things shock me. And that cartoon was that is shocking. I can't even believe.
No,
that,
it's
there
almost like I've seen it. It's almost like you're participating in it to watch it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, too, I think it's technically, if anyone, law enforcement were to actually do something about it, I think it's technically, in terms of the letter of the law, it's against the law because you can't depict sexual situations with children. Even
but
if it's
so
it's,
big,
it's wrong.
No one does it. You know, we already have undercover video and audio, which I shouldn't announce, but they have drag kids, little boys as young as 7, all over America dancing in gay bars at strip bars. And they have loopholes they get around it with, and we have them bragging about it on tape already. Just letting you guys know we have it.
Well, and this stuff goes way back. I mean, I did a video months ago about a movie that I think was made in 1978 called Pretty Baby, where Brooke Shields, when she was 11, maybe 12 years old, there's shots of her full frontal nudity. And that's the one thing that frustrates me, too, is this was happening in 1978. Where were the riots in 1978? How come people didn't, you know, this was in theaters across the country. And I'm telling you,
well, it's like Roman Polanski
that
gets standing ovations when he would rape little girls, drug them, kidnap them, rape them, and Meryl Streep loves it. These are monsters,
right? And that, you know, we're starting to see now that that's not just Roman Polanski, and there, he has a lot of ties to other people, some bigger names, and I don't want to get you in trouble, so I'm not going to say.
No,
what
we
some
all
of those
know.
Names are.
Basically, listen. It's vampirism. The raping of children is a way to abuse them to steal their energy, in their view. So instead of just bleeding them or killing them or torturing them, the next best thing is to rape them. And so, yes, well, Hollywood is a vampire syndicate raping children.
Well, and I think part of it, too, in order to get people to just fall in line and to go along with whatever madness that they want the public to go with, they have to dehumanize us as much as possible.
Sure, and if they can rape our kids in front of us. In fact, go back to that clip of Meryl Streep for radio listeners. It's Meryl Streep a few years ago praising Roman Polanski at the Academy Awards, and right there is Jack Nicholson, his best buddy, who was reportedly involved in that day. So they're letting you know, like, here's this pedophile moment brought to you by Jack Nicholson and Meryl Streep.
And they know that if they can do this, like you said, right in front of us, and no one does anything, like no one, you know, no one rioted in 1978 when Pretty Baby was in theaters. If they know that if they can do that, they can desensitize us, they can do anything. You know,
I've been to Hollywood in like 12 years to a party. And like 12, 13 years ago, a couple times I'd be at a party, and you know, like, damn, those girls look like they're 15. And they're like, yeah, you better get out of here if you don't want it. I left. And it happened a couple times. I'm like, I'm never coming back here. And that's just the entryway. You know, you're looking at some girl, she's like, she ought to be in Cub Scouts or a brownie or something, not at a party. And these were elite parties. I'm telling you, the whole thing is a giant vampire rape your children operation.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health treats on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's nothing that disgusts the devil worshiping pedophiles more than you seeing forbidden information. There's nothing they hate more than you having a community. There's nothing more than they hate than us giving each other succor or aid. When I'm here to aid, I'm here to abet the human revolution against the globalists. I'm here to fight these psychopaths. And not because I hate them, not because I have hasht for them, but because I have love for my family and love for you and kinship. And just because the left is trying to turn black people into a weaponized army against whites, I see the larger picture and want to free those people, just like I want to free everybody else. But it does really make your stomach turn when you see the analysis and the disgustingness of it. Devin Stack is a really amazing filmmaker and journalist, blackpill.com. And we've uploaded the banned video that got him kicked off YouTube or suspended to Infowars.com right now. So see the censored Bird Box video. This is what we're being force-fed. And I don't want to bash Sandra Bullock. I don't care about Sandra Bullock. I don't care about Hollywood people. They read off scripts for other people. But whatever she's involved in, I mean, the way she flushes her family down the toilet, the way she adopts kids for attention, the way she puts out PR stunts, you know, not a lot of folks know about Sandra Bullock, but she lives here in Austin. And let's just say I know a lot about her, which I don't care about. I never talk about it. It's like, I know a lot about dog crap out in my yard. You know, it's kind of like, I know a lot about my neighbor's hemorrhoids. Or I know a lot about a guy dying at the AIDS clinic down the street. It's kind of like, yeah, I know a lot about, you know, the seedy underbelly of soulless Hollywood crap and the weird PR stunts they come up with. But anything she's involved in, you can believe, is dirt baggery. So getting back to Devin Stack of blackpill.com, you get into what you saw from the film. I don't know if you saw what I saw, the 5G, or obviously women are in charge of everything. And again, I'm not against women. God, I wish my daughters, had three of them, were in charge of stuff. Hope they'd be in charge of cleaning the house up instead of me doing it. All I see in my life is me working for women. And I love women. That's the whole point. Women are great. It's just this idea that we're against each other is ridiculous. Devin, why do you think they banned your video? And I've seen it. It's powerful. Folks should see it. It's on Infowars.com exclusively. Everybody should share it, really stick their finger in the eye of the old Sundar Pichai over there and his criminal operation known as Google.
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's because I called them, you know, I called out the propaganda. The official reason they gave me when they banned it was that it was deceptive spam. Like when people, you know, say like a fake title and then, you know, it's just some garbage video so that they can run an ad on it. That's what they were claiming it was. And, you know, not that I have 150,000 subscribers and it had over 10,000 thumbs up. I think maybe 200 thumbs down. You know, like it was obviously not spam. There was a lot of original content. They just had to have an excuse because I wasn't racist in my talking about the race issues. I made it very clear that, hey,
you're not supposed to talk about their precious propaganda piece.
Right. No, and you're not supposed to talk about these issues at all. But I made it clear. I was like, look, it's not that you can't be a black guy and be a good guy in a movie. It's
no,
not that you
every
can't be
movie,
a white guy.
The women and the black guys are the hero and black guys are bad. And there's right. memos and where Hollywood says that. So don't apologize. We get it. And we're trying to stop half the blacks being aborted, okay? Don't kill the black babies. I'm not against black people. But don't be a weapon against me. It's real simple. I love black people that are awake. I hate white people and black people that aren't. So just get into it then.
Well, and in this film, it was just so heavy-handed, you know, and it was surprising to me because I saw it right away. I watched this and I was just like, wow, like this is just really, really anti-white. And I had people that I thought were, that I considered maybe, you know, understanding of this kind of propaganda recommending the movie to me. And I was like, I have to address this because a lot of people are watching this and I don't know why, because it seems so obvious to me, but for whatever reason, they're not picking up on it. And once I pointed it out, and I had a lot of people comment on the video, like, hey, look, I watched this movie, you know, my wife told me to watch this movie, and I sort of had a bad feeling about it, but I couldn't really quite put my finger on it, and you've really described, you really articulated what was wrong with that film that I couldn't put my finger on. And I think that another message that I didn't really quite cover in the video, you know, they walk around blindfolded. They're not allowed to look. I mean, I think that's another aspect of this, too, is that they want you to be afraid of looking for yourself, for seeing yourself for yourself.
Oh,
they
no,
want
that's
you to walk
the archetype
around blind.
Is that if you cover yourself from reality or denial, you'll be protected.
Right. And they, you know, they don't, you know, don't look. Let us tell you where to go. Let us tell you what to do.
Because if you don't do exactly what I tell you, I'm going to hurt you. Suddenly abuse of children is good as long as Sandra Bullock's doing it.
Right. Well, and that's another thing, too, is there is some imagery. And, you know, you could make an argument that, given the situation, it's sort of warranted. She's trying to keep him alive. But, I mean, the movie opens with her being very verbally abusive to two young children. And that's a little, you know, it took me a little off guard at first. You know, and again, like I said, in context, you can make an excuse for it.
But Hillary's allowed to say blacks aren't human. Hillary's allowed to say blacks all look the same. Sandra Bullock, she's a god. She can tell kids, I'm going to break your arm. As long as you're not a white male. See, no, she has the authority. She's going to kill her baby in her womb. Of course she can knock her kid's teeth out. She can have her kid dance at the gay bar and let them gang rape the kid, as long as it's liberal.
Well, and that was another weird thing, you know, now you mentioned that, is in the very beginning of the movie, she's going in and getting a sonogram because she's pregnant, or her character is pregnant, and they start talking about, like, it totally has nothing, like, they don't need this in the story. It's just weird to have this in the story. And she and her character's sister start talking about how, hey, let's get a bottle of wine after this doctor's appointment.
They say, hey, don't do it, it hurts the baby. And she goes, so what? It doesn't exist yet. It's like an abortion.
Right, well, and the doctor that's in the room with her just is like, she acts like it's just some funny thing, not a big deal. And then later on in the film, you know, when she's still very pregnant, she's drinking a glass of whiskey, and it's weird because Hollywood doesn't do things like this unless there's a reason for it.
No, it's all totally clearly, you get a mindset of their sick freak brains.
So much thought goes into every line of a script, and even after, you know, after they've shot the film, when you're in the editing room, they have another chance to think to themselves, like, huh, is this maybe promoting drinking while you're pregnant? And clearly, that had to have crossed someone's mind, and they kept it in there. So I have
It's abortion.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so, but expanding on this, every hero's a black guy, white men are the devil. So, I mean, we get it. It's the same thing over and over again.
Right, right, and it's becoming a cliche. It's in so many different
well, we got the Gamergate email 5 years ago. It's like, every hero's a woman, every bad guy's a white male. We get it. So what's the end game then? Why are they doing it?
Well, I think in this film, the end game was, you know, they end up killing all the white people. So, I mean, they're promoting violence. They're basically telling you to be afraid of the white people. In fact, the one character who's clearly a Trump supporter, they make that very clear in the film. The one character that is helpful, you could say, is still demeaned constantly. And they keep telling the other characters, don't listen to him. Everything he does is because he's xenophobic and because he's racist. So anything he says, even if it makes sense, and even if he has a track record for, like, being right about what's about to happen, just throw it all away, because all of his thoughts are all based on bigotry.
And that's key, because I watched it. I picked that up, too. Okay, he's smart. He knows how to do things, but let's get rid of him because he's a white dude. He's exactly that. So they're like subconsciously telling the brain, okay, Ice Age populations had to learn to build things and save things and do long-term planning, the opposite of a short attention span. They'd have long attention spans or they die. So that's why Ice Age populations, from Japanese to people in Finland, have the highest IQs. They're saying they've got high IQs, but let's kill them immediately. Which is the message. We'll be back with Devin Stack of Blackville.com and Alan Jones of Infowars.com. This is the most dreaded, the most demonized, the most lied about, the most censored broadcast in the world. For a reason. We carry the future. Only you can transmit it forward. Do it. Via text message, via email, via verbal. Do it now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Amarillo by morning.
Up from San Antonio.
Up from San Antonio. Everything that I got
is just what I got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's where I'll be there. Devon Stack of BlackPill.com is with us. And then Paul Watson's taking over in the fourth hour.
They took my saddle in Houston.
We'll be there tonight with Trump declaring a national emergency or not. He's already set one up. We're already in one. So we'll see if Zero Hedge is right. That's not the case. I'll be looking for aid. And I hope that judge ain't blind. I don't think the judge is blind. What do you think?
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo's where I'll be.
Amarillo's on
bump, bump. All right, let's just stop right there. And go back to Devin Stack on this Tuesday Global Transmission. Devin, finish up with your review of the Bird Box and what you think made them so upset, and then get into your general views about the world. And I know you're not optimistic. You're black-pilled, and you know, I get that. A nice term you guys have for destruction of society, but you haven't run off to some armored redoubt in the middle of nowhere yet. You still think we can fix things?
Well, I'm on the fence about whether or not we can fix things, to be honest. And the only reason I say that is I feel like a lot of problems have been for decades, been kicked down the can, or the can rather has been kicked down the road.
Well, let's say it. And the general public, like someone on a Mars mission with no gravity, gets weak. The general public's very weak and stupid. And so
right.
It's almost like they can't be helped.
Well, and so it's really, I mean, We've come out of bad situations as Americans before, and just as humans. And so, I'm not saying that we're doomed or anything like that. But I do think that the corruption in the governments, state and federal, are it's so much more than I think most people even realize, and it's been going on for so long that I don't know that it's something that can be dealt with at the ballot box. I mean, we've seen, you know, the election fraud and stuff like that. So obviously, I'm not sitting here in a bunker with a pile of bullets next to me or anything like that. But at the same time, I'm definitely I like to be prepared if something were to happen down the road. And
sure,
I recommend other people are
on top of time bomb, and you see that all over the world. And we're supposed to take the collapsing civilization and bring it here to collapse thing, because the globalists can consolidate control that way. So finishing up then with your review of Bird Box, Birdcage Liner from Sandra Bullock, and why they banned it.
I think the most revealing thing about the movie is at the very end of the film, or rather at the end of the video of my review, but something that happens throughout the film is they kind of hint at, they never explicitly say it, but that's always the best way to do propaganda, is to have the audience come to the conclusion. That way they think it's their idea, not the idea that, you know, they planted in your head. And little by little, they kind of give you the impression that everyone that sees this mysterious evil thing that you have to be blindfolded from to avoid, you know, turning into a monster, there's two kinds of people. There's the people that see that, and then they immediately get really depressed and kill themselves for no apparent reason. And that's the vast majority of the people that you see when this is happening. But then there's like a small percentage of people, when they see whatever this mysterious force or demon thing is, they actually love what they're seeing, and they embrace it, and they're kind of like mad with bloodlust, and they start, you know, killing people. And that becomes like the evil people that are roaming around and that are dangerous. And the thing that I noticed was, without exception, literally without exception, the only people that were that evil, that had the evil inside them, that they decided to start attacking, you know, the people that were trying to escape, were white people. Those were the only people that had that kind of evil inside of them. And, you know, given the demographics of the rest of the film, that's quite a weird coincidence that you'd have only white people play that part. And it wasn't just white people. It was usually, you know, your typical, you know, the redneck, or the kind of white people that Hollywood likes to put forward as like, oh, you don't want to be like this. You don't want to be like this redneck guy. You don't want to be like this ignorant biker guy. You don't want to be like this, you know, skinhead guy. Like, there was a guy, he wasn't a skinhead, but he had like a flight jacket on, like the skinheads in the 90s used to have. And so every single white guy in the movie that was one of these evil monsters, having looked at the demon thing.
No, I understand. I've seen the film. I agree with you. So that's just one layer of it. What is Hollywood's problem? What is their end game? Is it a existential envy of the West, or why is it, even though the globalists run America and the world, why do they want to destroy the strength of the West?
You know, I don't know. I go back and forth on that a lot. I think that at the end of the day, they want us to be cattle. They just want us to be so confused and so disjointed and so unable to overthrow anything that might you know, be reprehensible to past generations. You know, like I was saying with the the promotion of the pedophilia stuff. They want you to be so accepting of whatever horrible thing that they want to do that we're just drones. I mean, a lot of people are already like that, but they need to push it to the point where there's no question.
No, that's it. They want anything strong or anything independent to take over. It's just, it's period. It's like, we're taking over. Resistance is futile. Give us your children.
Right. No, they just want us to step in line and to be and accept whatever horrible thing happens. And especially right now, I think there's, you know, there's a lot of rumors and there's a good chance, I think, that we find out in the not so distant future some horrible things about powerful people that might involve children. And I think that might be another reason why they're trying to normalize as quickly as possible, because if we find out, you know, the same thing with the deep fakes, they keep talking about, oh, watch out for
desperately on every channel trying to not just say rape kids is good, give them drugs is good, it's just everywhere.
Right, right. And they're trying to, it's almost like they're trying to prepare you for like something that's about to come out. And I'm not one of these people that I don't believe
say,
until I see it.
They'll say, you're a racist if you don't kidnap and strangle children.
Well, and they just basically want people to accept whatever evil comes out. And anything that goes against the narrative, they have to shut it down. I mean, Mark Dice got in trouble on YouTube as well today because he pointed out that shooter that killed the 7-year-old that they were saying it's a white guy in a red truck or whatever, and it turned out to be a black guy. And that's all he said. Like that's he wasn't saying like I knew it. You know, it was just happened to be a black guy, and he made a video about it making fun of
these leftists. In a black neighborhood, it was a black guy. Only 95% of right. Black murder is black. I mean, my God.
And so they censored his video because it went against the narrative. So I think you're going to see this more and more and more. You were the first, obviously, to really feel the pain on that. And I knew at the time, I made a video about it at the time, you know, saying like, hey, everyone needs to get behind this because we're next. And I think now that's happening. We're next.
You know, some people said, Jones was weak. So no, I was big. So they said, target him, set the precedent. When people don't stand up for him, then every other domino falls. And now they're like, we're not going to carry the president's address tonight at 8 o'clock Central. Well, we're going to be covering it at InfoWars.com. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors, tell your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter. It's okay. You're allowed to in America. Hey, tonight, uncensored coverage of Trump, I believe, sent to declare the national emergency. Some say he's not about to do it. We're in an emergency. So we'll find out tonight, 8 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock the live coverage starts, Devin.
No, I'm pretty excited about that. I'm very curious as to how that will go. To be perfectly honest, I kind of think it's going to go like Tyler Durden was saying. Like, I don't think he's going to announce, like, hey, we need to – I think he needs to put the hammer down and just say, you know, screw you guys, we're making the wall, even if I have to get the Army Corps of Engineers out there with, you know, wheelbarrows and bags of cement.
Well, sure, we built all the national parks in the 30s doing that.
Right. So I don't know why we don't do that. But I also think there's people up in the tops of federal government that are worried that the second he does something even slightly authoritarian, it'll spark this, you know, that'll be the thing that starts the big war.
I agree. The left want to go crazy, start riots everywhere. But they all declare emergencies. Trump's never done it. This is a real emergency. All right. Devin Stack, your censored video is on InfoWars.com, the censored black pilled video is up on InfoWars.com. It's the censored Bird Box video. Nowhere else can you get it at InfoWars.com. Right now, get it out. Fourth hour. Thank you, Devin. We'll talk soon. Fourth hour, Paul Watson from the UK about to take over. And then the war room at 3 o'clock. And then I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Trump.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.